Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman. Barbara's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already celebrated her 16th anniversary. We're glad she's been able to join us all these years and to keep us posted, keep us informed and educated and squared away and out of trouble with the government, with the IRS. And she's been doing that with her books, J.K. Lasser's series of Small Business Taxes, and the 2014 edition is out right now, among other books. Also, her new ebook, Smooth Failing, right, Barbara?
That's right.
Available at Amazon, and so check that out as well. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and also the one for my new book, ageofthecustomer.com. Barbara, give us some more things. You told us in the last segment about the filing date. Obviously, April 15th is coming up, and you've got to get your return done by then and file. You can e-file these days. That makes it easier to be able to work on it right up to the last minute. But also, you can file an extension, which we will be doing again this year in my operation.
Well, the good thing about filing the extension is that it doesn't impact. We think it doesn't impact at all your audit chances. So if for any reason you do need more time, maybe you don't have all your records or your tax preparer is on vacation or mm-hmm. I can't imagine, but something like that, you can just submit an extension request and it's automatic. In other words, you don't have to give a reason. You don't even have to sign the form. It's just, or you just estimate what you think your taxes will be. Do a good faith estimate and try to pay as much as you think you owe to minimize or avoid any underpayment penalties. Because getting an extension of time to file the return doesn't give you more time to pay your 2013 tax.
Right. So you got to take care of that. All right. So the extension, we've talked about the extension. You should have already filed your return or extension for your corporate a month ago. So what else? What are some of the things we got? The 15th is the deadline for IRA and HSA contributions too, right?
That's right. That's the deadline. If you were covered by a high deductible health plan for at least all of December. You can put in a full year's contribution to your health savings account by April 15th. Now, the April 15th deadline for IRA contributions and HSA contributions, that's fixed. So whether or not you get an extension, it doesn't give you more time to put the money into those plans. What you can get...
Say that last part again.
Even if you get an extension of time to file your return...
Doesn't extend the... You still have to do that by April 15th.
Right? You still have... Exactly. Mm-hmm. The IRAs and HSAs, that's fixed at April 15th. But what you can get more time to do is, let's say, as you're preparing your 2013 return, you find out that, gee, I had a pretty good year. And if you don't have a qualified retirement plan, you can set up and fund a SEP plan, a Simplified Employee Pension Plan, to the extended due date of your return. Mm-hmm. So you can go to a mutual fund, a brokerage firm, a bank, or whatever, and set up a SEP. The point is that if you have employees, you have to cover them to the same percentage of earnings that you're putting in for yourself. So it's not like a 401k.
No, it's not
like a 401k where the employee bears most of the burden of funding. Here it's on the company, but if you work by yourself or just have a few employees, this is a great employee benefit and really will save you a lot of money in taxes.
Mm. And you have all the way to you file your return to establish it.
That's right, and that's really a significant.
That's a great advantage. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
And that's pretty much all of the retirement things you can do still to affect 2013 taxes.
Well, not really, because if you've set up, if you already have an existing plan, in other words, you've been having a plan for years, or you already signed the paperwork for, let's say, a profit-sharing plan by December 31st of 2013, you still can put the money in now. So even if you didn't fully fund it last year, you still have time to put the money in.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And again, that's to the extended due date.
All right. That's good news. What else?
So that's good. That's sort of it. The other point, though, the things that you can do now, even though the year has ended, is that you can still you still can make smart tax elections, meaning the tax law has certain options for you to use to get the most for your money here, most bang for your buck, if you will. Mm-hmm. For example, if you bought equipment last year, you can decide how you want to write it off, whether you want to use, depending on assuming that you qualify for all the breaks, you can use first-year expensing, you can use bonus depreciation, you can use regular depreciation, you can use them in combination.
But only on things that you put in service in 2013.
Correct. You have to have placed it in service, and you can't really fudge that. I mean, just you know,
right.
it has to be genuine. The government caught up with this one fellow who bought a plane, and on December 31st, he flew across country to say that he placed it in service, but mm-hmm. really it wasn't a business trip, and he didn't really get away with it. I mean, he was trying to get away with it, but he didn't.
Yeah, they're fussy about stuff like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things. The other thing is, let's say unfortunately you had some disaster loss in 2013. Now, we could pick this up after the break.
Go ahead and finish. You got to finish that talk.
Okay, you can elect to take the loss on the 2012 return by amending it.
The amended thing. Don't forget to ask your tax preparer if you should amend a previous tax return based on new information. Barbara Weltman and I will be right back with more of her tips on taxes after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.